always things that are going on in and around the Great Lakes Bay region that we like to highlight for you. Take a couple of minutes each Friday morning at this time to do so and hopefully help you find things that are going on that you might enjoy. Maybe things you're already aware, maybe things you're not. And this is just a little small list, not the be-all, end-all, as we like to say. And there are so many more things than what we cover, but we'd like to make mentions for you, including the continuation of Zunder's Snowfest. And it's going on still through the weekend, all the way through Monday. Snow sculptures, the ice carvings and such, all the entertainment that goes on in the warming tent, the petting zoo, children's activities. And Art Lewis, you can make mention of the event Monday. You're going to be attending because you're going to be part of the judging at Zunder's and Frankenmuth.
It's the American Culinary Federation Hot Food Competition, where 20 professional chefs will compete in three different protein categories, shrimp, pork, and chicken. And I call it a shrimp category. It's actually shrimp and calamari, but they've all chosen to do shrimp, so we'll leave the calamari out. And it's Pirates and Paradise, arg. Caribbean flair to all the food. There'll be buffet stations, all kinds of wonderful things. It opens to the public at 6 o'clock. It is the best $30 you will ever spend. You can sample food from all 20 chefs, plus the buffet stations, plus a huge dessert table, plus entertainment, plus pirates. It's just going to be a fun time.
And all for a good cause. Good
all for a good cause, the Eastside Soup Kitchen After School Program. And it's put on by the Flint Saginaw Chapter of the American Culinary Federation. It has been Chapter of the Year many times in the ACF.
So that's a fun way to wind up Snowfest. There's still, again, lots of time to enjoy all the carvings and such through the weekend.
Yep, they'll all be there.
That's a nice roundup for you there. Zenders.com, Zenders.com for more information. Other things that we have happening throughout the weekend.
Well, I can do this one by heart. American Legion Post 22 at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. Corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan. Every Friday night through Good Friday from 4:30 to 8 p.m. has their fish fry. Takeouts available. Walleye dinner, all you can eat, is $9. Cod dinner, $9. Perch dinner, $10. And my favorite, the clam dinner, for $7. And free fish dinners for active military personnel. This piece of paper has been around so long that there are approximately, I don't know, six or seven pinholes where it's been pinned up on the bulletin board.
We have the Pit and Balcony presentation of The Great Gatsby, and it goes on this weekend and next weekend. You'll find the Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30 and the Sunday matinee at 3. The breathtaking glamour and decadent excess of the jazz age coming to the stage in F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel, The Great Gatsby. PittAndBalconyTheater.com for information. PittAndBalconyTheater.com, theater with the R-E.
Public Libraries of Saginaw and the Saginaw Parks and Recreation are happy to partner once again to bring Birds of Prey to the Buttman Fish Library on Saturday. Barb and Joe Rogers of Wildlife Recovery Association will appear at the library, 1716 Hancock in Saginaw, for back-to-back shows featuring live birds of prey at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Find out more at saginawlibrary.org.
On Saturday, another Bringing Back the Ice event at Hoyt Park. Hopefully the weather holds for the skating, hockey, and sledding that's available. $2 skate rentals. And on Saturday, this Saturday, it's a school skate. If you wear your school colors, you can enjoy free skate rental. Otherwise, skate rental is $2. Goes on noon till 4, and it's being sponsored by our friends down the hallway at our radio station, Mix 106.3 and Delta College. Bringing Back the Ice has also got a Facebook page. For more information, just search out Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook.
PJ Masks Live, the super heroic live musical show, makes a stop at the Midland Center for the Arts Saturday, January 25th at 2 p.m., as part of the North American Save the Day Tour. The live show features preschoolers' favorite superheroes, Catboy, Owlette, and Gecko, as they embark on action-packed capers. They solve mysteries, and they save the day from the nighttime baddies, all while learning valuable lessons. Find out more at MidlandCenter.org.
The next meeting of the Blind and Low Vision Support Group, it has a lunch and learn meeting scheduled on Saturday from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. There's no charge. This is going to be at the Aldersgate United Methodist Church on Airfield Lane in Midland. Get free information on phone services that read and newspapers and magazines that also read out loud. And if you bring an item that makes life easier for you to let others know what you use when it comes to your situation of blind and low vision, you can find out more and register when you call Jane at 989-430-1180, 989-430-1180. The event, again, is this Saturday.
Chippewa Nature Center features the Jolly Hammers and Strings Dulcimer Club tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. Enjoy some toe tapping music, and if you play a folk instrument, bring it along. Join in the jam. For more information, call 989-631-0830, 631-0830.
At the White Crow Conservatory of Music on Saturday at 7 o'clock, Steels, Heels, and Rosewood. Four of your favorite guitar-wrangling gals all in one night, as it's described here. Great music. Again, the White Crow Conservatory of Music on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Information at whitecrowconservatory.org, whitecrowconservatory.org.
Script A region of the Model A Restorers Club has their 38th annual swap meet for classic car parts and accessories at McDonald GMC Cadillac, 5155 State Street in Saginaw. This will be Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look for that certain car part or just visit with other car enthusiasts. Admittance is $4 at the door. Children under 8 are admitted for free.
Temple Theater has its Silver Screen series continuing on Sunday. The original Godfather movie to be shown at 2 o'clock this Sunday on the big screen of the Temple Theater. TempleTheater.com for information. That's TempleTheater.com. And got one more for you, a follow-up for something going on for Monday. The Midland Amateur Radio Club is organizing an amateur radio general license class, which is going to start on Monday, January 27th. It'll meet on Mondays and Thursdays for the next 8 weeks at Midland High School. Classes start at 7, running about 2 hours, covering everything you need to know about your general class amateur radio license. No fee, though the textbook has a price of $32.95. Information and class schedules and registration, contact Lee, 989-486-3771. That's 989-486-3771. Again, this next class will round of classes starts on Monday, so contact Lee soon.
Not at all.